Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and every second Monday of the month is our time to chat with KSU Vet Med. And today from the College of Veterinary Health at Kansas State University, we have Dr. Sue Nelson, clinical professor in the Pet Health Center. Good to have you on once again.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Today we're going to be talking about some different things here that present in the fall as we kind of see the changing weather. Of course, there's quite a bit of different things that pets have to deal with year-round, including different illnesses that present. Let's start first off with allergies. We don't talk about that a whole lot. Like humans, I know my allergies always flare up in September, it seems like, and then they kind of go away. What about for our small animals?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of our small animals flare up in the fall as well. Just like people, and for allergies to the same things, the ragweeds, the pollens, things like that. And then the double whammy for our pets is the fall in this area tends to be when the fleas, when we have the greatest number of fleas as well. So if they have flea bite allergies, it's just double whammy for them. So they often present, as far as their fall allergies or seasonal allergies, with infected ears, with their feet flaring up, getting red and itchy, sometimes secondary infections on their skin. A lot of times they're itchy in general as well. Some dogs and cats also get some weepy red eyes too.
What are some good treatments for that? Is there any home remedies you can use?
Yeah, and sometimes just a general, and depending on your dog or cat's skin and their coat condition and recommendations by your veterinarian, sometimes just bathing them once a week, sometimes twice a week, either with medicated shampoos for the secondary infections, or milder shampoos that kind of, some of them have some things to help relieve the itch. Some of those, just removing the pollens off of their coats will be all it takes for them. Again, with your veterinarian's approval, there are some different antihistamines that can be tried as well. Unfortunately, our pets don't tend to respond to those as well as people do, but some do. So that's something people can try too. The dogs that the contact allergies to the grass and to the pollens in the grass can find something as easy as wiping their feet off with a wet towel when they walk in, again, to remove the pollens, can help keep them a little calmer as well. And then there are some topicals that sometimes your veterinarian can prescribe to apply to the feet and things like that. If they have severe allergies, especially with secondary yeast or bacterial infections, most of the time that's going to require a trip to the veterinarian. They'll be medicated, like ear drops, and preparations to put in the ears to try to combat those secondary infections. And a lot of times the topical steroids to get the inflammation down. For the skin, the good thing is, in the old days, we used to have corticosteroids such as prednisone to give these dogs that are itchy. And they came with a lot of side effects, especially the increased thirst and urination, which isn't nice when you have a dog who might accidentally urinate in the house when they're on those. So we have some oral and injectable products that we have now that don't come with those side effects that a lot of dogs respond to quite well. And so for a lot of them, that's basically been a godsend that really helps them with their itch. And for the injectable, for most dogs, it'll last 4 to 6 weeks. The oral is going to be given twice a day to start, and then it tapers down to once a day until the allergy season's over for them.
All right. And it's pretty, I would imagine as a pet owner, it's probably pretty easy to determine when they're starting to experience allergy symptoms.
Yeah, and some dogs, just like people, it's like clockwork when certain pollens and things come out. They'll flare up. Some of our dogs flare up in the spring when, like, the grass is just starting to green up. Some dogs have more allergies in the winter when there's more molds and things like that that are growing in the households as well. But a lot of times there is a seasonality to a lot of the pets, just like people can have their season allergies as well.
Let's say you're taking your pet out for a walk. There's leaves falling on the ground. Can those be a danger at all to pets?
The leaves themselves?
Yeah.
There's certain trees, and it's usually more like the nuts and things, like eating the holes off the walnuts, things like that can be a problem. For some of our, most of the time they're not eating them. Most of them aren't too bad. There are, it just depends on the plant. There are some toxic plants, but for the general, we've got an oak or, maple or something that's shedding leaves, that's usually not going to be an issue for them. There are toxic plants out there, yes.
Okay, very good. Well, as far as, and dogs are one thing, cats are another. You mentioning trying to give baths here. That's difficult for cats. I mean, they're not very fond of that.
Yeah, no, most owners aren't fond of that suggestion either for us. But there are still medications that help treat, like, secondary ear infections. And some of these medications that are labeled for dogs, the new ones that are out there, have been used in what's called an off-label manner for veterinarians. So even though they're not, haven't been tested on cats, they've been used on cats to help their allergies. We do use a lot of the corticosteroids still in cats to help with their allergies. They don't tend to be affected quite as much or severely with the side effects like the dogs do. Not that they can't get side effects, but they tend to tolerate the steroids just a little bit better than the dogs do.
Okay. Is there anything else as far as allergies are concerned we should know about?
Yeah, I think just watching, main thing is watching your pet and, you know, every once in a while, kind of take a look at the inside of the ears. Are they red? Are they inflamed? Do you see discharge or smell an odor? They're really looking at their feet. If they'll let you look, look on the undersides of the feet and between the toes on top. See if they're red and broken out. Look at their bellies. See if they have, like, little red, pimply-looking things on their belly. So those can be signs of secondary infections that they might need some relief for. And for the ones where they're just not cut and dry, we can treat them, they respond, they're pretty easy. We have a dermatologist up here at K-State as well who can do allergy testing and prescribe immunotherapy as well.
Okay, well, that's good to know. There's so many good things that they do there at the mm-hmm. Pet Health Center.
Yep, they can get allergy injections just like people can. They also have an oral formulation where you don't have to do the injections at home for them. So, yeah, there's a lot of new things we can do for our pets where we only were limited several years ago.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more of our conversation with Dr. Sue Nelson from the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine when we return to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.